Yeah, the Buggles and Video Killed the Radio Star, starting us off on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 4th of April.
Jim
Welcome
McCabe,
along.
I'm warning you now, you're in a very precarious situation today. Your life is under threat today.
Really?
Yeah, you're in a bad place.
What's wrong? What's the potential threat?
You have to share a room with this diseased freak over here.
Are you diseased?
Yeah, last night I had one of those, you know, the nose gets so stuffed and then all of a sudden it turns into a tap. And I'm just lying there and going,
Are you serious?
Couldn't concentrate. And then you're like, oh God. And your nose gets so sore, you're doing everything you can not to rub it anymore. So you just let the snot streams drip onto your top. Yeah.
Oh God.
And that's your future for sitting in a room with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you, if ever there's an image you don't want at 8 minutes
snot
past 6
snot streams dripping onto your pyjamas later on, Jim. And
stop
you sit there
throw up.
Holding two damp tissues that you ran out of faith with.
You were struck down by the dreaded Lurgy. How did that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm feeling a lot better now, but I can feel it coming back in.
Was it your excesses of the weekend?
May have been.
Did your body go into some sort of weird shock?
I think the body went into shock.
What happened there?
It was like, oh yeah, you do this to me. Wait and see what I can do to you, you smarty pants. Yeah. So it's not
right,
a...
So I'm going to have to get a mask or something.
Yeah, you're going to need something.
I'll have to do the show like that.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, it's I'm all right. I'm already
okay.
It's too late for me. Yeah. You're the one that has to avoid the zombie apocalypse.
Does it sound all right?
It sounds better than I normally sound.
Right, okay. So now we know PJ Gallagher has the dreaded Lurgy. Actually, on that sort of note, Jim, the greenskeeper Jim, he wants to know, why is it so bloody cold in April?
I don't know. It's against the law. Yeah. I mean, we were all looking forward to the whole
St.
Patrick's
Day. I mean, you did
promise
the whole nation that from Patrick's Day onwards it would be warm.
The cold would be gone, yeah. I know, I don't know what's after happening. There was somebody's acting the maggot there.
Yeah.
But we've got John in today. You know, he'll know. He knows these things.
He does.
We can talk to John about it. Tara just has a laugh at you, you know.
And then she just leaves the country when it gets cold.
She's never here. That's why we know John so well.
I'll tell you something. The weird thing about it is, there's something going on. We're being left out of the loop here, PJ, because JP's been on. Nearly there, 6 more days and I'm off for 2 weeks, says JP. And even Larbert. Checking in, 1 more day and I'm off for a week.
Get out of it, Larbert.
I mean, what's
Where's
going
Larbert
on?
Where's Larbert going his holidays? Probably going north to the bar to spend the sterling. Oh, I love the sterling, didn't let.
Oh my God, there she is. Oh, that's shocking. Tara Duggan has just lashed in a photograph.
She has
from
not.
From the airport.
Oh, you feckin' animal. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Look at that.
Look what she's doing. I tell you, she's having a very cold soup, is why I would describe that. With a harp on
it's
the bowl.
It's a dark soup with a cream-coloured top.
Jeez, she's an awful jackass.
It's 6 in the
ten
morning.
6 in the morning. She's an awful.
What is it about airport things? That
it's a different universe.
All normal kind of thing goes out the window.
You can do whatever you want in an airport. You
First
can do it anytime.
First thing people do, anything that relates to a holiday. Doesn't matter what time it is, you're in the airport.
Yeah, just go in, sit down, 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we'll have a bowl of soup and a pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. And just get stuck in. They look at her. She's can't. She's mad to go. Maybe
mad
she's just up
go.
All night. It's hard to know what Tara. Maybe that's her picture she sent us yesterday. This is her normal breakfast.
Yeah. Actually, can they hear us in the airport, you reckon? No, probably not. Although she could be listening on the old app or something.
I doubt she'd have any time for us now this morning. That's literally just to annoy us now sending that in.
You know, no. You never know. You never know. Right, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks a million for doing that. We're going to get stuck into the birthdays. If you want to give us a shout, of course, 087-188-0008. Obviously, we're going to have to nurse PJ through now that we know that he's been struck down.
Definitely be a little less conversation out of me this morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? In fact, this song is exactly... Hear the way the instruments don't really know what they're doing. Bubba, do you see it? Exactly what's going on in my nose right now.
Do you think
like
we'll be able to get to stop talking about your nose? No?
I doubt it today now.
There you go, Elvis Presley, JXL, Little Less Conversation here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday morning, Friday's Eve, 4th of April, just before we do the birthdays. Just want to point out a couple of quick WhatsApps that are in because it really signifies the different sort of levels you get. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you put yourself, especially when you put yourself out there as you have just done, saying that you don't feel well.
Not very
feeling
well.
Feeling a bit
no.
sorry for yourself and all that. You get, on the one hand, you get all the positives. You get the likes of Margaret comes in.
You get sound people, yeah.
Sorry to hear you're poorly, PJ. And
thank you, Margaret. You're always on our side, I know.
She says her own are bunged up at the moment and she's putting to them wearing less clothes.
Maybe that's a thing, yeah.
And then you get the other side of it. You get Dan in Cork. Jesus! He has a runny nose and it's like the apocalypse. Tell him to cop on and man up, Jim, will you?
All right, yeah, okay, grand. Yeah, Dan and Cork, like, you know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
You, yeah.
You get the full gamut or whatever the expression is of opinion.
Of replies. Look at that, Margaret there. She knows what it's like to suffer.
That's Margaret's instinctive mamminess coming out
it
there
is,
now.
Yeah.
She couldn't help herself.
And
she immediately, in fact, she was almost in the car driving up. To get bring you chicken soup and all.
Yeah, and Dan's instinctive asshole having a go at somebody who's on death's door, falling apart, about to nearly be dead, and maybe will infect the whole place.
Well,
I'll tell you something, Dan. You're a man of no feelings. So you are. I tell you something, Dan. If you only knew what it was like to have a runny nose. If you only knew.
Oh, you're very quick to judge.
Very quick to judge a runny man. Very quick to judge
right.
a runny man.
Okay, hold yourself together there for a minute till we get through the birthdays at least.
Well, I don't
okay?
know if I can, because now I have hurt feelings and a runny nose,
oh,
Jim.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we'll see if you can gather your thoughts.
My snowflake radar is off the charts.
Tell me, how old is this one?
The other people around the country tonight, looking at me on the telly, probably some other woman's telly. Shame on you. Get your grubby little hands out of my garden, old ladies' cars, tearing a hole in their lives. There was only me, Linda Martin, a few good people watching you. Bad news, the whole nation's watching you now.
She's a great woman for a rant, this
twink. Who was she talking to?
I tell you, this was when, remember our dog was stolen?
Oh, that's
and
right.
And she went on with Brendan O'Connor.
That's right, and she had a right go.
She had a good old go.
She got the dog back,
she got it back
thankfully.
Yeah, yeah, Teddy is safe and
sound. And now I think Teddy goes everywhere with her. She doesn't leave Teddy alone at all.
Doesn't leave him alone at all.
No, but then I say Teddy was, probably maybe Teddy was ducked off down someone else's garden for a bit of peace. Said, Jesus, what was the matter?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Teddy was standing at the fence going, take me with you.
Yeah.
Take me
yeah.
with you.
He's there, dressed up as a panto princess. Hello! Take her, give us a break.
Yeah. Open the gate, will you? Open the gate.
Yeah, she's a great one for an old rant, this twink, isn't she?
Like, loves a good rant. I mean, there was the obvious one I was going to, you know.
The zip up your Mickey
zip
one.
Up your Mickey
that was
one,
a brilliant one, that
yeah.
was.
Yeah, but I thought it might have been...
Would you zip up your Mickey or Mega?
I thought it might have been done to death, so...
Yeah, yeah. And in fairness, the dog can't do it.
No.
You know? Zip up your Mickey. You took me balls off already. What do you expect me to do?
Anyway, she's now, I suppose...
Panto queen
she is
of Ireland.
Sort of, yeah.
In fairness to her, like...
Has she done much lately, though? She's not in panto now, is she? Like,
no, wasn't there a falling out, though?
Christmas or whatever, she didn't appear in one, did she?
No, there was a falling out, though. I think there was a falling out. And she couldn't do them anymore. Wasn't there?
Oh, right.
Something happened. Yeah. Oh, look, now you have me. I can't get it over. This is the pan. Look at this. And she had the row with Rory Cowan over the money. Remember that?
I didn't know. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
I tell you, you're more, heavily informed about the old panto world.
I've
never taken you for a, you know.
Jim, it's a very important thing. You wouldn't believe the drama in the panto world. You just not remember all the, herself and Rory Cowan.
Would you not have a go at panto yourself now?
I'm not allowed. No one's ever asked me to do panto.
You're not allowed.
Well, no one's ever asked me. Not allowed was a strange turn of phrase now to use
not
there.
Allowed.
To
be honest.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't have him in it. Oh my God, no, there's kids in it and all. You couldn't have him in it.
Yeah, but I can't.
Not with that mustache.
No
God,
way.
You frightened the life out of the children.
The poor children. They can handle Twink, but they'll never handle that.
I mean, Twink's mustache is grand, but PJ Gallagher's is terrible.
Oh, Jim, you're in trouble now. Oh, Jim. Oh, you're in trouble. She'd be knocking on the door.
I'm a good
She's
friend.
She's going to set Teddy on you.
I'm a good friend of Adele's.
You are all right.
She won't... She know that I'm joking.
She'll have you tied up in the back garden now with the dog.
I'm in trouble. She ties people up with the dog in the back garden.
Hey, I'm just so... You know what I mean? I may have heard this through the grapevine. I don't know.
It may or may not be completely false.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Twink is maybe 60. Oh, no, she's
go
70.
On.
She's probably.
No, stay where you are.
All right, I'll go 69 then.
Ah, for God's sake, 68.
Ah, for farts off life. Jeepers, I just don't know how to do this anymore.
Close, but no cigar. Right, okay. What about Graham Norton, current chat show king?
He is, isn't he?
He is
the king of the chat show. In fairness, he's very, very good at it.
The shows are very good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different type of thing to the likes of my hero, Michael Parkinson, back in the day.
But Parky was all about just not doing anything. Parky was about
the guest.
Yeah, he was about making you comfortable enough that you would just keep talking.
Exactly.
And that's what he was brilliant at.
Whereas the Graham Norton show is a great show. The research they must do to get the stuff. Because every time, no matter who the guest is, they're always great.
Always brilliant. Yeah. Always brilliant. And no matter what, apparently he takes them all to dinner and he rings them, he talks to them so much beforehand, he builds up rapport with all the guests.
Really?
Yeah, he puts in serious work to it, you know, to get it all done. Unlike certain shows. Well, it
must be great to have that sort of level of access to... Because they're all proper A-listers, like. It's not like they're sort of, you know, it's not like the 6 o'clock show or whatever, you know what I mean?
See, poor old 6 o'clock show. Imagine having to turn around guests that much. I will say, in fairness to TV3, I don't know how they find two people every flipping day. It's no wonder you get hoofers like me on 5 times a year going, so what are you doing? Well, nothing since the last day. What's on last week?
Today's guests, we have Ireland's top comedian PJ Gallagher, and we have Tony, who drives the forklift for DHL, which is his two blocks down.
Yeah. And it's like, I think you get stuff like, well, PJ, last time you were in with us, you are launching a new tour, and Jim McCabe and yourself are forming a band. We were covering that was great. But since we've seen you, well, you've bought a pair of socks. Yeah, I was here last week. So I've nothing new to tell you. So these are my new socks. They've got stripes on them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing... Yeah.
And the strap line comes up. PJ and his new socks.
Doing well. Doing well. Yeah, in fairness to them, they do a great show. The 6 o'clock show is actually brilliant.
I could only say it because there's no fear of me ever getting any work off them ever again, so it's grand. I can say what I like.
Don't worry about it. They don't pay it. So, you're going on just to go on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, going for a pint with someone. You're like, sometimes you're like, yeah.
Are you free?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You go on, yeah.
Go on.
And then other days you're like,
I've just started my dinner. I would just leave your dinner.
I'd leave the dinner. There's a chef here. He'd be making stuff in the kitchen. Yeah, I'll go on. So, yeah, deadly, right? I'll see you tomorrow then.
Anyway, getting back to Graham Norton, who does an extremely good show.
I was going
to
tell you Lucy Kennedy then. And she's not even
anymore.
Right, Graham Norton's like 51.
56?
Oh.
Looks well on 56.
He does, yeah, in fairness to him.
Looks well on 56. Now, I'm debating, will I give you another one now or will I hold off a few? Sure, what the heck? Come on, we'll lash through these. David Blaine,
the biggest weirdo. He's famous for being a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's not even a magician.
Don't get me wrong. I like magic. I like the mentalist stuff. I love Darren Brown. I love when Keith Barry comes in.
Same here,
I love all of that sort of stuff.
Great stuff.
But I'm sorry, I just don't really see the magic in putting yourself inside a clear box and hanging it over a river.
Or the block of ice thing.
Or standing.
I'm going to be freezing for a week.
Grant, so are we all. It's January, like. You know,
and when remember he stood on that tower thing?
Over the Thames or whatever it was.
No. Remember he stood on this, just like a tower thing. He just stood in it.
For
just a very long time, that's all.
Like for a week or something?
Probably, I don't know.
Ah, jeez, that's not
magic. And then he jumped into a load of boxes.
That's like, it's just having...
Where's the magic in that?
There's none. That's just having a lot of patience.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, I'm sure he's very good at a good car. I'm sure he does a great card trick.
Yeah. Fucking oddball. Yeah. I'll tell you, he's one person we wouldn't meet on the 6 o'clock show.
No. Yeah. No, that's true. They wouldn't have him.
No. So what are you doing? Tell us about your socks, because your tricks are crap. I'm going to say he's 48.
He is 46.
Oh.
46, not bad. And last one for you. Well, potentially the last one for you. But Robert Downey Jr., celebrating his birthday.
Philanthropist,
today.
Playboy, whatever he calls it.
There's a man who knows how to have a good time.
A fella knows how to go. Woo. And then they'll, I love the way all these lads who have the best time ever are the ones that turn around and then suddenly go, yeah, that's all behind me. I regret it all. You do all right.
Yeah, you're nobody in Hollywood if you don't have a police record.
If you thought it was that hard, it wouldn't have been that hard to stop. Do you know what I mean? But I got to say, Robert Downey Jr. then is 53.
Oh, 54. Do you want one last shot of redeeming yourself?
Well, because I'm slipping down the charts.
It is a weird one now, I will tell you that. It is a strange one for you, especially for you.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Go on, I'll have a stab, so.
It's Sammy Wilson's birthday.
Sammy Wilson, the Nordy lad.
The DUP politician.
Sammy Wilson. Oh, my God. Up and smoke. we hate the gays. What a mad bunch they are. I know that this Brexit carry on and means we're probably going to bring our end to United Ireland, but I still say no! They're such a mad bunch of whores, aren't they? They really are.
As I like, say, I knew it was a bit of an out one there for
off
you.
Off the charts, mad. We want to be with Britain no matter what, Grant, gay marriage. Wait, shut up! I just won't. It's just a mad show.
It is a strange bunch.
Oh my God.
And it, I mean, sooner or later, it is all going to go tumbling
down. If you think
down.
That people used to ride around on dinosaurs, you really need to question yourself, don't you? You know what I mean? Yeah, they don't believe. They do, yeah. They don't believe in like evolution.
I'd love to get some of their school books.
I'd love school books? Don't think they have a book. It's just a catechism.
Well, just to see somebody riding around on a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's the heavy pictures. Yeah,
it wouldn't be Tom and Jane and Rusty the dog.
No, it's Ian Paisley rubbing two sticks together, and a couple of dinosaurs, like a pet dinosaur, like a Jack Russell with a hutch out the back.
So the Flintstones was a documentary.
Imagine, yeah, that's what it was. Imagine believing people used to have dinosaurs as pets and not believing that gay people should have rights to get married. Like, what sort of... That's the maddest shower of fucking
it's a funny old world.
It's a funny old world.
How old is the bell, Sammy Wilson?
Oh, God knows. He's older than he looks because he's so angry. And anger does that to a man.
This would be... Please get this right. This would be hilarious.
Sammy Wilson's like 61.
66.
Oh, fart.
66.
Right. Fart, oh, my.
That could be in biblical age.
It might be as biblical. He thinks the world's 2,000 years old, so who knows?
That's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, 6:33. How are you, John?
Very good. Good morning, one and all.
Yeah, delighted to be back, are you?
Thrilled.
Oh, I tell you
love
something.
Love the old Thursdays, yeah.
I can see the glint in your eye there.
Mad for a Thursday.
Nothing makes a Thursday more than having to get up at 4 in the morning, John, I find.
Oh, absolutely.
You may as well soak in every moment of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially when you know that Tara's sitting there actually gargling now in the airport.
That's always a wonder, isn't it, when you go to the airport and you get the early morning flight, lads sucking on pints of Guinness and all this kind of thing.
It's a mad...
It's a great constitution to have. I'm not sure
it's like
it'd be able.
Cholesterol wonderland, isn't it, kind of thing? It's just...
Where you go for your holidays? Yeah. I think I was going to go to Cholesterol Wonderland. Disneyland was full.
People that stay in the airport for the whole 2 weeks, given a half a chance. If only they had beds.
Absolutely. Fellas in November in their shorts going around drinking pints of Arthur. You know, this kind of thing. Yeah. There's no real regard for health or whatever you're into.
I had nothing but sausages for 2 weeks. It was amazing. Heartburn's nearly killing me. The sausages were fantastic.
Clutching my chest, you know, kind of thing.
There's actually a condition that doctors refer to as holiday heart.
Is there?
Yeah. From lads who just go away, tear the arse out of it, and then come back then thinking they're having full-blown heart attacks.
You're joking.
But in actual fact, their system is just going, will you calm down?
Well, I tell you.
Will you just calm down?
It may sound bad, but I hope Tara has a holiday heart attack when she comes back.
Oh my God!
not a real one. A holiday heart.
No, it's glad that you clarified that. You're not wishing absolute like.
No,
not,
I don't want. I don't want her to die. I just want her to have serious holiday anxiety when she comes back for about a week. She's got so many holidays. It's off the charts.
500 days.
Yeah.
Snap Rhythm as a Dancer and Anne Lee, 2 times ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. Hopefully you're in good form. Steve-O's on his way from work, heading to the cot, as he says himself.
Heading to the cot,
and he's worried about you. He's worried about you.
Thank you very much, Steve-O. I know, unlike some people are texting in. Unbelievable abuse.
He says he's telling you to try the old Vicks Vapor Rub on the sole of your feet. Have you ever done that?
I haven't done that. No,
yeah, I've
heard
that.
It doesn't work.
No.
Oh.
But Steve-O, fair play.
Right. Anyway, well, that's knocked that in the head.
Hang on a second. Obviously, it's worked for Steve-O, and it has. I have heard it working for other people.
Well, I'll try it tonight. I'll
I've
get
heard
some
it
on the
for
way
different
home.
Reasons. Some people say it's a good way of stopping you coughing if you cough during the night. Other people, you know,
I'll get some on the way home and try it. Who knows? It might be a pleasurable experience, even if it doesn't work.
Rubbing Vicks into the soles of your feet.
Rubbing Vicks into yourself anywhere. You know, I'll try some under the chin, on the chest.
Just be careful with it, because it might sting.
Sting?
Well, depending on where you're thinking of putting it.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I'll keep it away from any... passages.
Probably best.
If you know what I mean.
Anyway, Steve-O, thanks for that. On the other hand, Dan and Cork's been back on to say, let us know the funeral arrangements, Jim, when Runny Nose Fairy Tash finally pegs it.
Oh, my God! Absolutely. Not just a runny nose fairy, Tash. I swear to God. Look at this. Dan, he's having a Riker. I tell you something, Dan. If I could see you now, I'd sneeze in your face, and then you could suffer, and you'd know all about it.
I deposited a hanky in your pocket.
I tell you something, Dan from Cork. You're acting like you obviously never had a real runny nose in your life, because you'll have more sympathy for those of us that do.
Speaking of having no sympathy, somebody's texted in to say, "Hi lads, I'm off to Madrid tomorrow for a wild girly weekend, and just woke up with a stuffed nose and sore throat.
Oh, for God's
sake. Sorry for me."
Well, if it was up to Dan, he'd just go round and slap you across the back of the head.
You don't get sympathy if you're heading off for a wild weekend to Madrid.
Oh, no, with a stuffed nose. Jim, don't join the naysayers here. The person is suffering. This person is in trouble. They need help.
Right.
They need our sympathy. Well, tell me what I can do for you. We'll send you a Lemsip and some Salpicinus in an envelope.
And we'll try
to help you out to Madrid, yeah. We'll do our best for you.
Right, listen, good birthday request in. Greg Ballinasloe wants you to do this one because I'm not good enough to do it.
Obviously. Oh, right. I want for Peter. Please wish a happy 6th birthday to my dog, Ronnie. Go on, happy birthday, Ronnie. He's 6. Adopted him from Madra and Connemara 6 years ago today. Good on you, Greg. Fair play to you. Amazing. A big day today, actually, by the way. Now he's just reminded me of this.
Yeah.
It is today, Jim, and I need this to be recognised.
Okay.
Especially on the day that I'm sick. 2 weeks to the day from my birthday.
Right.
So happy birthday, Ronnie. And thank you very much, Ronnie the dog, for giving me the opportunity to say we're on the countdown.
Right.
14 days and counting.
So only the
biggest
only
day of the year.
Only the entire 2 weeks to go.
That's
then.
All. And you're going to hear about it every day. You're going to hear about it every day, Mr. Jimmy. So there you go.
Wow.
So Ronnie the dog.
You're really spoiling us today. So it's not just the fact that you have a runny nose.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I'm going to be harping on me about my birthday as well.
It's your birthday as well.
Yes, me whole.
Wow.
Yeah, so
well,
here we go.
At least, well, that's the content for the show sorted. Mike, no need to bother going through the papers.
No need for content, Mike.
Yeah.
We're 2 weeks from Mr. Runny Nose. What did he call me? Fairy Tash's birthday.
Yeah, Runny Nose Fairy Tash.
Yeah, so there you go.
He's celebrating his birthday in 2 weeks' time.
Oh,
how old will you be?
44. Or should I say, Fnarty Fnar.
Yeah, Fnarty Fnar. Chainsaw Man's giving us a shout from a wet and cold Limerick this morning. Dan 2.0 has been on as well. Somebody loving the rants. Annette says, tell him to put some vapor rub under his nose and eat something spicy.
Ooh.
Says Annette.
Sounds like a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I think she might just want to.
Getting an Indian tonight.
See you doing something weird yourself.
No worries, send us your number there and I'll send you the video of it happening.
Also, morning lads, sad news today. Ray is leaving the bins.
What?
Ray,
no!
Yeah.
No!
So it's only Danny now.
Ah, no!
So can you wish Ray all the best?
Ray, all the best. Ray, we're going to miss you.
And the bins are going to miss you.
And the bins will never be the same again.
Yeah.
Considering that only half of them are going to be taken out from now on.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, Danny will have to do the work of two men now.
He will, yeah. Well, I doubt it. You know, just do two runs or half a run or whatever. But I hope you... I wish you all the best. Wherever you may go, we wish you the best.
Right, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Of course, the regulars are all in there. We've got the Hitbis. We're up over 500 quid, 530 I think it might be. What have we got? 11, I think, to beat on the breakfast table quiz. You could take the whole gang away, the family away for a great break to Galway. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on as well.
Yeah.
Also, give you details of Caribbean Cruise.
Oh, that's today, is it?
Help you feel... Well, it kicks off on Monday, but we can reveal more of the details
as if
today.
I wasn't suffering enough today. Now I have to hear about the cruise. I'm not going on.
You know, since everybody seems to be going on holidays anyway.
God. I swear to God. Yeah. The things we have to
do. And of course, when are you taking your holidays again? Oh, that's right. You're working all your holidays, aren't you?
That's just...
We're young offenders now.
That's just cold, isn't it?
And the DIY and all, yeah.
Yeah, that's just cold, isn't it? Yeah.
So you're getting the day... Oh, you're not getting a day off.
No, I'm not getting a day off, no. Till Christmas. Yeah?
Yeah.
So there you go now.
That's after making Dan feel much better.
There you go, Dan. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Cherish from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I'll tell you. I'm assuming. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it doesn't matter. We'll tell you later on. It'll probably end up appearing after 9.
Well, yeah, talk.
It's for tomorrow.
Oh, it's for tomorrow, right?
Right,
oh
well then,
my
you'll
God.
Have to wait till tomorrow.
Unbelievable. You want to start? So I've just seen something I'll never get over.
PJ's in some sort of. I don't know if he's like disturbed or what's happening there.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'll tell you something else.
Very strange.
Another thing that's unbelievable is I've just found a dog that out earns me.
Wow.
So there you go. No, that's not that
and
I
it's
earn
not
a
like
lot.
Lassie or anything.
But well, no, no, it's a. Some people are just they just know how.
But
to...
But does it out earn you as a comedian?
Well, then that's not hard now. You know what I mean? These days, I'm not exactly doing a lot of shows. I'm not exactly in
not
the middle of a
prolific
grand tour.
As you used to be.
No, not quite these days. No, I'm unfortunately for you. I've given that up to annoy you every day. It's a much
You're
better way.
You're giving it away
to
for free every morning here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What do people know that?
Well, I'm not giving it up for free. If free is now, that's definitely not true. That's definitely not true. But I definitely look at this, right? Some people just know how to target a fool and their money. They just really do. So I love dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah.
I want to say that. But a new dog has been nicknamed Barksy instead of Banksy. Or, of course, they're calling him Paw Casso as well. I love the way they do this. But he's been doing 150 paintings to date, right? He's sold 150 paintings. A dog.
Sold?
Yeah, 150 paintings. He's got an Etsy store, which is like an online sort of eBay store type thing, I suppose, right?
Right.
And he sold 150 of them. He's already made $5,000. Selling his paintings. It's a dog. A lovable pup, they call him. The real-life Paw Casso. Hunter is his name. A cute Shiba Inu creates amazing work. This is what they say. Amazing works of art in his home in Canada. Having been taught by his owners, Kenny, and the wife, Denise Lowe, the works created by the 5-year-old dog would look right in any home and look perfect in any modern art gallery. It's like a sales pitch. And they say it's incredible, right? Kenny, the dog owner, says, "One thing that we're always completely amazed and impressed with is how unique each painting is." Wow! It's almost like he doesn't have a style. It's
and
almost
he,
like he doesn't
he
have a style.
And he can't remember what he did before.
It's almost like he doesn't know what he's doing. Like he's just holding a brush so he can get a little bit of a biscuit. You know what I mean?
This is madness. This is the thing that gives the art world a bad name.
It is, isn't
this
it?
This is when it is. Gets, you know.
And they have a picture of him. Look at him. He's there. He's got the... There's a picture of him there.
Is there a picture of his pictures?
Yeah, look at him. Predictably, they look like literally nothing at all. Some strokes pull onto the wall. They say it's unbelievable. They've watched him doing it, right? And they say the little flicks he does with the small brush and the broad strokes he does with the big brush show that he really does know what he's doing. That shows that he's developing these amazing. It's a choice of colours.
I was just going to say it's good the way he chose to change the colours. Wow, imagine that.
Amazing, yeah.
It wasn't like somebody else dipped the brush and put it in his mouth.
It wasn't like somebody else actually painted the paintings, maybe. Maybe he had nothing to do with it at all. Maybe they got him to pose for a photograph with a paintbrush in his mouth and then just sold it out of paintings.
Mind you, the gas thing about it is, that looking at that one over there, that sort of blue one, that painting there, that's the kind of stuff you can imagine some clown paying fortunes for.
I swear to God.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you know when
that's
you go into...
mad.
Do you ever go into some of them cafes, do you? You know those cafes and the art on the wall is for sale.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's some local lad. And it's like... It's nicknamed... You know, it's called something local, right?
Yeah.
So you'd be there and you'd like, I'm not saying I've seen this locally, I'm just saying it might be called the Lighthouse of Dunleary, right? And you look at it and you're going, it's not feck. What? There's feckin' no lighthouse there. It's a bit of red paint and a load of M's, supposed to be seagulls.
Yeah.
And 60 quid? 60 quid? Are you having a laugh?
It's great when
somebody... I'll have to spend 15 quid on the breakfast and your man giving it to me now thinks he's an art connoisseur. He's trying to sell me Donald from the peasants painting for 60
and
quid.
It's great when Donald thinks he's a great artist.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's had the kind of thing to say to him. To be honest with you, man, you're not that... I mean, that's... You know, most people... move on from painting houses with the windows exactly in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, put the big sun in the corner of the page. Like, Donald, seriously, there's a dog in Canada making more money out of this than you. Like, and the dog doesn't know what he's doing. Like, it's made some of those, and some of them are great. Sometimes you sit down and you see, they're a bit fussy about them, some of the cafes. Do you know that way?
Yeah,
there's a great cafe called Kennedy's there, Marino. You sit down, they always have this really, it's local art, but it's, you know, you go, oh, dude, I wouldn't mind that.
Right.
You know,
there's a picture. Good stuff,
Oh, that's good. And then you go to another cafe around the corner. And they've obviously copied the idea.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they've got Donald and Mary and all doing it, you know.
And you're looking at it going, trying to think of something nice to say, and you go like,
and it's like,
well, in fairness, it did a great job on the clouds.
It's like a bunch of matchstick men.
They're not clouds.
Matchstick men holding hands.
That's sheep. Is it?
Oh, right. That's a sheep.
And they're just in the sky, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I was wondering why the cloud was smiling. And you're like, that's not... Hey, it's amazing. Like, what do you get away with?
That's the trouble with art. You can just, if you can sell it, if you can talk it the right way.
Your way.
I mean, like, who was it? What's the owner's name? Kenny and his wife, what?
Kenny and Denise.
Denise.
Yeah, Kenny and Denise Lowe. And,
it's not like Kenny and Denise are pulling the wool completely over everybody's eyes by saying their dog paints these amazing paintings.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably believe it themselves, actually. Now that I think about it, because some of these archetypes are away with the fairies. Yeah. It's like they're going, yeah, can you actually draw a picture of a man? No. Can you draw a picture of anything? No. But I can express myself through painting. What I do is I rub it on my knees and I walk around on the ground. You're like, you are out of your banana. You're mad as a brush. It's no wonder the dog is better than you.
If you were to say to them, can you paint a picture of a man, they'd normally go, but what is man? What is man but a free expression of thought?
It's hard to do
his face.
Can you do a bowl of fruit? Can you do a bowl of fruit? Can you do a banana? Never mind the bowl, just a banana. No, but I can do something that looks like a smile to me. You're out of your head case.
Footloose from Kenny Loggins here at Classic Hits, 20 past 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. And somebody's actually texted in since we were talking about talented dogs. Yeah, right. Talented dogs. Somebody wants to know, just wondering, any update of the dog that hopped on the train from Salins to Dublin yesterday? I didn't hear about this.
Nothing of yet. But following the story, he's straight onto the train. And they don't know if he was abandoned or if he just managed to wander onto a train and go all the way to Dublin on his own.
Right.
So he was taken in and they're trying to find the owner. So there's a sort of a nationwide appeal now to find the owner of the dog.
Right.
See that. But he's happy and being looked after at the moment. That's all we know. But cool. We don't know what the crack is or if they found the dog at all. So
also, the owners. Thanks. I don't know who sent this in, but somebody sent this in. I assume this appeared on, I don't know, maybe Twitter or something. Or Facebook or whatever. Somebody has sent us in a picture of since we were talking about this dog that the owners are trying to pass it off as being like, you know,
an artist, Paul Castle, yeah,
and selling paintings by the
five
dog.
Grand the dog's made already.
Unbelievable.
5 grand.
Somebody sent us in this. Actually, maybe Mike might be able to pop it up on our Facebook or Twitter or something, because it's just,
it looks ridiculous.
It
yeah,
is
it's brilliant.
Ridiculous.
Somebody it shows has, what's out there though.
Somebody has put up an ad saying, "I'm wait for it. I am a professional drawer person." So not an artist, then. A professional drawer person.
Drawer person, yeah.
Yeah. This has been my hobby ever since...
Whoever's the name's blanked out.
Yeah, left me. Order now and get yours ready in time for Christmas.
And you want to see how...
And it's basically, it's a picture, their artist drawing of a dog, and the actual dog is beside it.
Yeah, and the other dog, it looks like... I don't know how to describe how bad it is.
Shockingly bad is the only description you could give it. It is like, I don't know. It's like, I was going to say a child would do, but it'd be an insult to the child.
I know, yeah. Maybe even, oh my God.
Not typical.
Here we go, lads.
Finds a way of making it about himself.
I didn't mean
Isn't that
it.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
I didn't mean it.
He's thinking to himself, it's been 20 minutes now, we haven't spoken about me and the fact that I have a runny nose and it's my birthday
for God's
in 2 weeks.
Isn't it the most fake sneeze you've ever
heard?
Are you outrageous?
So over the top.
Over the top.
Are you being for real now? This is, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I come in sick and I get abused.
Well, I mean, right. I'm just saying it. Like,
I wasn't trying to distract from the dog.
You couldn't have done a sneeze in the middle of a song or anything.
That's the thing about sneezes, isn't it? You can't really get to choose when I should have chosen to get sick in another week, should I? You don't really get to make these decisions. They're not decisions that people make. They happen to you.
Yeah.
Some people would say, God bless you, I hope you're all right. God forbid that would happen in here. Oh, no, look at him sneezing, making it all about himself. God, he loves being sick. What a bonehead. If I was an artist, I'd draw a picture of the two of you being the pair of fart heads that you are. That's what you get. Yeah, I'm going to draw a painting. I don't even know what to talk about. I'm painting a painting of you two being the tossers that you are.
Excellent.
It's going to be just all done in black, like those things kids do in horror movies.
We're the bogeyman.
Yeah, you're the bogeyman. The two of you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell you something, when he's ill, he's very...
He's on a rant.
I'll tell you something,
rant,
he goes for it.
Yeah, I'm doing my best over here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky I'm in. Imagine now. Yeah,
because, I mean, the amount of people who've been struck down with runny nose and, you know, can't function.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So some appreciation would be nice.
Desiree, you gotta be here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. It's Thursday, 4th of April. Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it around these parts. John in Newcastle West in County Limerick is trying to cheer you up, PJ, since you're feeling a bit sorry for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, John.
He sent in a joke for you. Three flies in the kitchen. Which one is the cowboy?
The one on the range.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
One on the range. No cowboy. Oh, for God's sake.
Three flies in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which one's the cowboy? The one on the range.
Yeah. You know, like the cowboy thing of like being on the range.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with the kitchen?
A range. It's what you know, like a range cooker. You know, like a...
What's a range cooker?
Listen, John, sorry about this.
What's a range cooker?
We'll Google it.
A range cooker.
You've never heard of a range?
No, a range is like a cow. I get the cowboy thing.
But not in a sort of a...
Well, how would you get a range into your house? I don't understand the range cooker thing, the reference at all.
Mike, do you?
Yes, I
do
know.
Thank God
is.
For that. Because then you actually had me
is it a
questioning
country
myself.
Thing? It must be a country thing.
It
over
is
Wicklow,
a country thing, to be fair, isn't it?
Probably.
Is it?
Or maybe, I don't know. Oh, you just thought it was a very large cooker.
What
I thought it was
name?
Like those... Remember those Arga things, those huge
yeah,
jokes?
Yeah, the Arga things.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
It's one of those. It kind of is kind of rural, I would have thought.
I'm looking at them here. Range cooker? Yeah, they just look like a regular cooker. Is that the full name of a cooker? A range cooker?
No, to be honest with you, I don't think John intended
range
the
cooker.
Joke to go to these extremes.
You can get them in Power City there, look.
Why are we talking about...
I didn't bring it up. Somebody else brought
John
it up.
John was trying John to cheer you up with a gag because you weren't feeling well and look what you've done.
I didn't do anything. You, I asked, I didn't get the joke. That's all.
Anne's been on to say, please have some sympathy for
range
PJ
cooker.
Today. There you go, bit of sympathy
oh, thanks
for today.
Very much, yeah, thanks
yeah,
very
he
much.
He has what is known as pre-birthday-itis. It comes along with old age, says Anne.
Well, can we go back to the range cooker?
Hi Jim, Magic Mike, mind yourselves that you don't fall over PJ's pity pot. Then again, it is so big you can't really miss it, says Helen.
Wow,
your pity
Helen.
Pot.
Wow, Helen. Wow. I'll remember that, Helen.
Unbelievable.
One and then day you're going to be texting in to say it's your birthday. And I'll remember.
And then there's one that is genuine. Look at that, poor PJ. Get yourself to the chemist and get a box of Actifed.
Oh yeah.
This is another mammy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Drying up your runny nose and clearing out your blocked head.
Thank you very much. Tried it on the sun. It was the same during the week.
It'll want to be strong to clear out PJ Gallagher's head.
Oh, dear.
The stuff that's in there.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing that's not in there.
It's like your worst attic.
Yeah, a range cooker.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, well, there's not in there. I'll tell you that much. Might be a few flies going around, though.
Anyway, 087-188-0008, by the way, if you do want to give us a shout. Now, look, we've started this thing where people are texting in jokes to try and cheer you up.
Three tomatoes in a pot. Where's that one? Which one of them is a cowboy? None, they're all Redskins. See, I get that one.
Right. Well done, Eddie.
Although there's racial connotations to that one
there
now.
There is.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, I get that one. But the range cooker still, I've never heard of a range cooker in my life. What like?
Look at that one. Have you heard of the Mexican train killer? He had locomotives.
That's pretty. Now that's not a bad old joke. You know what I mean? I know we've turned the show into entertainment for 6-year-olds, but I'm all for it.
Yeah,
when you're sick, that's the way you like to go, isn't it?
And there's one for you. How do you keep an idiot waiting?
Yeah,
I'll tell you later.
Oh, Tom, for God's sake, waiting. I'll tell you something. Get well soon used to be a slogan that was used.
It used to be
a well-known phrase, you know.
Yeah, it did it.
Yeah, well soon.
No, but I mean, come on, this is all part and parcel of, you know, this is like that thing your mates do if you're feeling down, you know what I mean? They don't focus on the down bit.
Yeah.
They focus on the cheering you up bit.
Yeah, really. What's cheering me up about this?
It's taking you out of yourself.
Look at this.
It's learning to laugh at your problems.
Look at this woman texting in. What? Kira. Tell him to take a spoon of cement and a glass of warm water and harden the feck up. Unreal. Thank you, Kira. Yeah.
Harsh.
Again, I'll remember this. I'm making a note. I'm like Santa Claus. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice. I'm going to find out who's naughty and nice. And one day when you're bringing in your requests, I'll remember who you are. And I'll tell you, I won't be a bit nice about your birthdays when it's your birthdays. Maybe you won't.
Those last lines didn't rhyme.
But they didn't know. I'm not feeling well.
Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hitbit, here we go. Hitbit, we're still in the first week of the Hitbit, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it's 530 quid. That's what we have for you this morning. If you can tell us what it is, and it sounds just like this. And that's the job.
Mm.
Do you want to have another bash? Can we have another
Absolutely.
Bash? Because it's still early days. I wouldn't mind another. There you go. Now, that might spark something in you. If not, classichits.ie, you can listen to it anytime you like. But we'll try and give it away nice and early. Amy Boyd is in Dublin. How are you, Amy?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all
We're
right.
Great,
actually, Amy, no, I'm not the best. Now, I'll be honest
oh,
with you.
Lord.
You're 14.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
Don't suppose you have any instant remedies, Amy, by any chance, do you?
I actually don't. No, maybe just try and deal with it.
Yeah, thanks very
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Any
just,
advice
just
on
grow up and deal with it, I think, is
yeah.
what Amy
yeah,
was saying there.
I think so. Yeah.
Any advice on how to deal with the completely unsympathetic Amy, by any chance?
Again, PJ, I think you're just going to have to man up a little bit now.
Well, I
this,
mean,
this has gone well for you, PJ.
Yeah, I know. I should have known. I should have known. Women who've been suffering man flu complaints for years are not the people to go to looking for sympathy, are they?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so. Right, Amy, let's try and give you a few quid. 530 euro. What is the hit bit?
I think it's wet, wet, wet. Love is all around.
Wet, wet, wet. Yeah, nice. I know the feeling. So it sort of starts in the nose and goes down. But yeah,
oh,
what do you
God.
Reckon then, Mike?
God, I feel this one's going to go very soon, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I actually feel it in my fingers.
Oh my God.
I feel it in my toes.
Oh God.
Dear, dear. I'm taking it. It's wrong, is it?
Oh, sorry. That's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Sorry about that, Amy.
But one of his finer puns, though, Amy. At least you got the joy
by
of that.
By the way, just to let you know, I'll be doing a lot of singing puns now.
I have noticed.
It's music now.
Obviously.
I thought, as of yesterday, I was realising there's going to be a lot of lyrical puns.
Hard to believe after his performance at the Cork party.
Ooh. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that one.
I am the music man. I come from...
Anyway, Amy, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Cheers.
See you, Amy. Bye-bye. Have a great one. See you. So Natasha's on. Natasha Johnson is next. She's in Dublin as well. Hiya, Natasha.
How you doing, lads?
Is that on? Tash?
It is.
Tash, how are you doing? She can't win, Mike. She can't win. I know this one.
Who's she?
No. She goes out with this really, really, really wealthy bloke.
Oh,
so
really?
No, yeah. She couldn't possibly win.
Oh, God.
She couldn't
is this
possibly.
A family member, Jim?
No. Not quite a family member, but
right.
Trust me. Oh, I know things about Tash.
Really?
Oh,
I know more
yeah.
about you now, Jim.
Actually, you're right. Move on.
Yeah, Tash. Anything you could tell us about Jim this morning, Tash?
No, it's
not
all good.
Radio, I can't.
It's all good. Anyway, listen. Tell PJ there to man up, will you, and get a hold of his nose and stop whinging
yeah.
about it.
Build a bridge now, get over it now, PJ.
So right.
Am I grand?
Yeah, well, we'll see, Tash, now. We'll see. Normally, I'm on the side of people on the phone. We'll see now. Especially if you're a friend of old Jimmy Mac. I don't care about anyone McCabe over here.
Right, what are you going to... Actually, you can't win, Tash. There's no way. The nation...
I can, if I'm right, I can win.
The nation would go bananas.
Let them,
yeah.
Right, what are you guessing?
What's the hit, Bitash?
It's Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good.
Wouldn't It Be Good, right, Nick
yeah.
Kershaw,
Nick
yeah.
Nick Kershaw,
right. What do you reckon then, Mike?
Wouldn't It Be Good to win 530 euro?
It would. Be good.
But it's wrong.
Right, listen, look, you go back to the Bomber's Mansion there and think about it again, right?
I will.
I have to hear more about you, Tash. Sounds like a great story.
Oh, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you off air. Right. take care of yourself.
See you, Tash. Take care.
Bye-bye. Right, so it's not Wouldn't It Be Good, Nick Kershaw.
No, and it's not, what was Amy's guess again? Wet, wet, wet. It wasn't wet, wet, wet either, so...
No.
Yeah, so that's two we know it definitely is. 20 to 5, you can have another go at Damien Farrelly. He'll be doing it on his own. You know,
classichits.ie if you want to check out the previous guesses.
Yeah, of course. And I won't be around 25. I'll probably be in bed and looking after myself. It's been a long day already.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 4th of April. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. Much appreciated. If you need to give us a shout for any reason, breakfast table quiz, for example, on the way before the hour is out, 087-188-0008. You can get us on WhatsApp. But if you're with us on the show yesterday, actually, we were, I don't know what brought it up, but you ended up, you being PJ Gallagher, my esteemed friend and colleague here, trying to
yeah.
make up to him because I've been giving him dog's abuse because
he's
been whinging about having a runny nose. But leaving that aside, yesterday you were chatting about what you thought was a 100-year-old egg. You thought that was a delicacy.
Yeah.
But it turns out to be 100-day-old.
Yeah, but it's called, okay, grand. But they for some reason they call them 100-year eggs.
Do they?
They do, yeah, because they probably look like they've been around for 100 years or something like that, yeah. So yeah, Grant, okay, Grant, I got it wrong, yeah.
But now you've found
something.
Are they 100
years old? No, they're not.
Now you have, though, found an actual 100-year-old food source.
Yes, I think so.
Right.
And the question I will pose to you this morning, Jim McCabe and Mike Hogan, is how much would you pay for a biscuit?
For a biscuit?
Yeah, a single biscuit.
I'm not a massive biscuit fan at the moment.
What?
Well, I mean, I do like a biscuit,
Jeez.
But I'm
so disappointed in both of you today. I really am. I really am. It's
literally
slight
you down,
now. Yeah, you've let me down terribly. Now you're telling me you're not fan.
No,
who's not a fan of biscuits? Weirdos.
Of course I like a biscuit.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's not like a massive priority for me. I mean, when you say how much would you be prepared to pay for a biscuit?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
I wouldn't be a huge biscuit fan either.
I knew it. I fucking knew hipster Mike would be. Yeah, he doesn't like biscuits. He likes pate crackers or some stupidity.
Let me explain. I like a biscuit just like Jim, but I wouldn't be a fanatical about biscuits like yourself. I like a crisp.
I mean, you'd believe that you cannot open a packet of biscuits without finishing it.
No, you know what you eat a roll of biscuits.
Yeah. You believe biscuits come in whatever pack they're in.
Single serving portions. You open them, and you eat them. Yeah, it's a single serve portion.
Wow.
Definitely, yeah. So this is like you're gonna. So this, yeah. Well, who? Come on. Who has what? Who does those weirdos? Those weirdos who break off one piece of chocolate and save that for later.
So,
oddballs.
So take that health service advice.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying you should have a roll of biscuits with every meal.
Right, Joe. Good. At least, well done on that. Anyway, so what have you
as
found?
As usual, I've distracted myself completely because this is about one particular very special biscuit. It's a 104-year-old biscuit that survived a Lusitania disaster, and it's now tipped to sell for a grand price of €5,000. €5,000 for a biscuit, right? Now I know you're looking at me thinking, "It's a ridiculous price for a biscuit."
Should that be stale and all?
No, would it be stale? I know. I know it'd be it's not like you're going to have it with a cup of tea. It's like you're sitting there bidding for it and saying, if I don't get this soon, my tea's going to go cold. I'll have to get another one to dunk it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be so you £5,000 for a stale biscuit.
Yeah, but let me give you the history, right? This is what they say it adds up to, right? So it's a remarkable history to a biscuit. Of all the biscuits in the world, I would say this is the most. There's no more historical context to a surviving biscuit than there is to this one, right?
Yeah.
So it's a round, hard tack biscuit. It was found in one of the lifeboats from the Cunard passenger liner after it was torpedoed by the German U-boat off the southern Irish coast, of course, as well. Right, so the First World War, this happens. 1,200 out of the 1,962 passengers and crew died in the atrocity. May 1915, it sparked outrage. It was one of the turning points that made America turn against Germans in the war.
This biscuit?
For the love of God. I mean, I swear to God. Trying me patience today. Percy Pennington of the Royal Engineers was stationed in County Cork, and he helped the survivors when they arrived into Queenstown, which is now Cove, of course.
Right.
He found the biscuit in the lifeboat, and it's one of the only two crackers to survive. Right? So he sent his crackers.
So it's a cracker now, not a biscuit at all.
Well, look, maybe they didn't differentiate, so they were stuck for... I'll change the bloody thing to biscuit. He's one of the only two surviving biscuits to survive. Surviving biscuits. See what you've done now. Hardtack biscuits were traditionally made from flour, water and salt and baked up to four times. So they were known as the hardest nails Lusitania cracker or biscuit. Now it's going to be sold on April 27th. It's quite a lot of history. And they're expecting this biscuit to make as far as €5,000. Now what a biscuit that is. How many biscuits can you look at and say that is living history?
Absolutely.
In a baked good product.
It's just extraordinary that it was known as a hard as nails biscuit.
Isn't it?
There's no other biscuit company would market their products as
hard as nails.
I mean, Hobnobs have a reputation for being a good dipper.
They do,
yeah. You know, for taking a good dunk in the tea. But I mean, obviously this yolk.
This
for God's sake, it's been in the sea for
ages. It's been in the sea. It's been through the postal service.
Plus now it's stale. I mean, this thing, you could build stuff out of it.
Exactly, and it's €5,000. So I tell you something, I don't think I could ever get it. Imagine, I have three dogs. It would drop into a post box and the three of them would have it gone in a half a second.
No, well, would they though? I mean, if it can survive, you know, being torpedoed and
true
can
enough.
Survive 105 years... I mean, that could be like an everlasting gobstopper for your dogs.
They could be chewing
on that forever.
You took the words out of my mouth. It's like the Willy Wonka special of biscuits. It's the everlasting biscuit. The biscuit that can survive it all. Torpedoes. It even survived Cove. It can survive everything.
It's amazing that somebody would actually market a biscuit as hard as nails.
I know it is. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
So get that into you.
Dunk it in the sea and it won't go soft. Dunk it in your tea and it won't go soft. Hit it with a torpedo and it won't go soft. You'll never need to buy a biscuit again. And if you call now, you'll get it for 5,000 euros. The everlasting Lusitania biscuit. Hard as nails. It's an ad you'd love to make and see, though, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you something. That'd be fantastic.
In Cork. And it'd be two lads in Cork trying to break it over their knee and all. They'd be there going, can't break it. It's unbelievable. This is the greatest biscuit in the world, boy.
Aslan's Crazy World here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 8:22 on this Thursday. 087-188-0008. Are you all right there?
I'm sniffling. It's getting to the to the bad stage again, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it's been... God, it must be... Is it 20 minutes since you mentioned it?
Can I tell you the night I had?
Of course you can.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I sat there last night.
Are you telling me now, or do you want to tell the entire nation?
Well, you know, if anybody wants to listen in on our conversation, that's completely all right.
Yeah. Well, should I leave the microphones up? Or should I spare the rest of the nation? And should I just have to suffer, is all I'm asking.
I sat there last night, congested, blocked up.
Right.
Struggling to breathe on the couch, wanting to watch a documentary I couldn't watch because I knew it would upset me even more.
Right.
And then rubbing myself so much with the tissue that I got sore, Jim. I was sore, and the nose was sore. And I got so sore then that I was losing my motivation. And I had two little snot streams rolling into my moustache, so I did, sitting on the couch. And I thought, well, at least the moustache is showing, having some purpose, it'll catch them. But the build-up eventually didn't last. And I was sitting there, I had little drips of nose water.
Can I just
dripping
at this
onto
point,
my can, pyjamas?
Can I just at
sitting
this point,
on the couch?
Apologise to the nation for not having gone with my original instinct, which was to play the ads and just let you talk about it.
Nasal spring water rolling down my chin onto my pyjamas, sitting there suffering
happy
in
breakfast.
Silence.
Happy breakfast time, people.
I live on my own. Nobody to clean up the puddles. Only myself. I tell you, Jim.
Look, Mary in Hartstown has volunteered. Poor PJ. If I was his mammy, I'd run Vic in chest and tuck him up in bed.
Thank you very much, Mary.
She'd run Vic into your chest.
Yeah, but that sounds like she'd actually run over me or something.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you there.
Not sure who Vic is, but she'd run him into your chest.
Well, there you go.
And that'll be the end
If you don't know, I tell you, nasal spring water is the worst. It's an awful thing.
Is it?
And it keeps on coming. It keeps on coming.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a train that's never late. It's there. Japanese freight train right through the snout.
I mean,
over and over again.
To be fair to you, it is impressive.
I was damp.
It is impressive.
On my chest.
Oh, for God's sake.
And on my mustache.
To be fair to you, it is impressive that you can breathe.
It is, yeah, I know.
Considering you did claim your nose is blocked and your mouth hasn't stopped working from the minute you walked in. So where you've gotten the opportunity to actually breathe in and out is impressive. I have to hand that to you.
Wow.
June, In Excess, Need You Tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 23-9. Was that a sniffle? Are you okay?
Yeah, I can't help it.
That's okay. I was just checking you're all right. You know,
I
just being the responsible, you know, caring
friend. Do you want to see a moustache full of boogers? Is that what you want? Is that what you're hoping for? Because I can let that happen.
No, it's okay, thanks.
Well, then you're going to have to listen to the snivels.
As I say, the breakfast table quiz is on the way very shortly. A chance for an Easter break. Easter this year likely to be probably overshadowed a little bit by the birthday celebrations of the great PJ Gallagher.
Of course,
because they kind of coincide. Easter weekend is your birthday weekend, is it?
Essentially, yeah, yeah.
Effectively,
I'm the 18th and then Good Friday is the very next day, isn't it?
Is that what it is? That's the way it works out, yeah. So as I say, Easter probably going to be overshadowed. And PJ, to be fair to him, getting on. But good news in the papers this morning.
You'd swear
because
I was...
Apparently... Wrinkles could be a thing of the past.
They're doing away with wrinkles. Yeah, they're one step closer to making sure wrinkles never happen on a face nor a body or whatever it is, wherever you get them, ever again. So there may never be a cure for growing old, obviously, but we're already one step closer to agelessness, they say, when it comes to looks. So wrinkles could vanish with the help of these. It's a drug, of course, and it boosts the production of young skin cells. And the scientists are saying, or this research team has identified, it's a protein, right, which says it's vital to looking young. And as fewer new cells containing it are born, the skin starts to get misshapen, thinner, a bit blotchy, all that crack. And now they say the two drugs could boost levels of this protein. Now it's called COL17A1. Very catchy.
Yeah.
Could provide an anti-aging intervention. And that makes wrinkles significantly less pronounced, if at all.
Wow.
So you'll be able to take this drug, administer this drug,
so do you,
through an injection.
Do you rub it on or do you swallow
I'd
it?
I'd say
or?
You get a dart. I don't know. I'd say you get the old dart in the head. I don't know how to do it.
A dart in the head.
Well,
that's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I should say, I mean an injection, obviously. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the technical terms.
Yeah. We're not talking about sort of, you know, black market kind of.
No. This will be professional.
Where somebody sticks the dart in your head. No.
Imagine, yeah, the doctor going in. Why not just give you a dart there, dart in the head? It'll be fine.
Stand over there by the bullseye.
He'll just throw it at you. So that's what they're saying, yes. That it'll be
wrinkles a thing of the past. So you could be a 90-year-old with blemish-free, wrinkle-free.
Yeah. Not about, yeah, that's what they're saying now. But the problem with this is, right, what they always tell you, the effect. But if there's one thing I've learned in life, where there's an effect, there has to be a side effect.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've heard these things before, right? We heard the Botox. So you get Botox, grand. Yeah, you look a little bit younger. You also look like you've lost all the emotion out of your life.
Do you just look very surprised?
You look very... That's the side effect. You look younger, but constantly shocked. Right?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, you know, you can do something with your lips to make them look fuller. Yes, they do look fuller.
But you resemble a trout.
You also look like half a duck, half a fish. Right?
Yeah.
So there's all these different things, there's all these effects. Yes, you can get the wrinkles taken out of the top of your head. But now you look kind of like somebody drew a face on a ball.
Yes.
On a bowling ball.
Very,
so there's all these... So you kind of think to yourself, yeah, okay, they can do it. But there will be a side effect. And you're probably better off best leaving yourself alone. I always think...
Plus, imagine all the benefits you'd lose out on. Trying to convince people, you know, that you should be allowed in through the OAP entrance.
I know.
I'm 75! No, you're not. No, you're not. Get out. Stop
chancing
your arm. No,
you're not. You're a 15-year-old ball.
Yeah. You're a watermelon with a face on it. Just go away.
Go away. You're not a bother on you. You're you're a watermelon with a bad back. Go somewhere else. And this is the thing, and I always think interfering with yourself like that is a slippery slope anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like when you get a new kettle. Do you ever get a new kettle and you go home to the house and you bring it in and then all of a sudden you don't see the new kettle anymore. You just see how old your toaster is.
Right.
And then you need a new toaster. And then you've got a new kettle and a new toaster. And then all of a sudden you're looking at the presses and you're going, ah, this is fecked altogether.
And before you know it, you're in a full-blown makeover of the entire house.
Before you know it, yeah. And then you're going, now the light shade doesn't look right. Nothing looks right.
Yeah.
You're letting stuff all get old together. Let it all get knackered together. It looks fine.
So you're saying if you make your skin look better, you're suddenly going to realise that your eyes are funny.
Exactly.
And your nose isn't straight.
Yeah. And then you're kind of going...
And your teeth are...
And then you get curious. Then you're a man just going, I wonder what I'd look like with one boob in the middle. And just do weird stuff. Leave yourself alone. Leave yourself alone. You're perfect just the way you are.
Yeah.
Getting old and normal, I think, anyway.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. Because who wants to look like a watermelon with a face on it?
Who wants to look like a watermelon with a bad back and a couple of dicky knees? Who wants that? I don't want it to look
a
that.
A watermelon with a comb over.
Yeah, standing there. And you go in and finally you're in, I don't know, a place where pensioners your age hang out. Eventually you get there and your grand and no one wants to talk to you because they can't read expression on your face. You know? Because you look a bit like a duck with a watermelon eyes. You know?
Nobody will play bridge with you because they can't tell if you're bluffing or not.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, Maldron and Clayton Hotels in Galway have amazing family packages on the go at the moment. So an escape to Galway is a must this Easter. You can stay in large, spacious family rooms. There's a choice of family-friendly dining options to suit all. And, of course, complimentary access to crafty kids club activities. And what we have for you is the chance to take the whole family away for a two-night break in any of the Maldron or Clayton Hotels in Galway. And you get all of that, the breakfast each morning, dinner on an evening of your choice, the Crafty Kids Club, as we mentioned, and, of course, this family ticket to Galway, Atlantaquaria.
Atlantaquaria, of course.
Has our interest peaked, I think it's fair to say, PJ.
Has me absolutely mesmerised.
I mean, I'm desperate to find out what it is.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite. It's something else in my head, and I wanted to stay there, if you know what I mean. So 11 is the score that is standing, so 12 is the score you need to beat this morning on the Breakfast Table Quiz, and Natasha O'Dwyer in Limerick is going to take it on. How are you, Natasha?
Hiya, good morning.
Ah, good morning to you. How are you feeling today? What's the stuff? Any plans?
No, just not so far anyway.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, so it's going to be a quiet day, is it?
Hopefully.
I love that. The optimism, okay. Yeah. She's waiting for something to go wrong at any stage.
That was either optimism or fear on Natasha's part there. But anyway. Right, listen, Natasha, the good stuff is that 60 seconds and it'll all be over. 60 seconds to get yourself 12 correct answers minimum. Hopefully you can do even better. But 12 minimum to put you top of the leaderboard, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Fingers crossed, Natasha, here we go.
What sign of the zodiac is represented by a member of the cat family?
Pass.
It's Leo. What would you specifically call a native of Glasgow?
Glaswegian.
Yeah, what was the name of Anthony Hopkins' character in Silence of the Lambs?
Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, in which profession is American star David Copperfield famous?
A magician.
What American designer features the horse logo on his polo range?
Ralph Lauren.
Which Irish stone is said to give the gift of eloquence to all who kiss it?
Larry Stone.
Which Disney film features the song Everybody Wants to Be a Cat?
Pat.
It's Aristocats. Which type of music was Bob Marley associated?
Reggae.
Who delivered the famous I Have a Dream speech in 1963?
Martin Luther King.
Who did Bill Clinton succeed as the American president?
George Bush.
What colour jersey does the overall leader of the Tour de France wear?
Yellow.
If you were sailing from Dunleary to Holyhead, what sea would you be crossing?
Irish.
What classical composer wrote The Messiah?
Andrew.
Yes, it's Handel, yeah.
Yes, well done. I think there was a good spurt on at the end there.
I'm feeling you did all right there. There's a few, like, pursed lips wondering if you've just crossed the line or not.
There was a good surge there towards the end. Right, here's the final numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, fart. Oh, fart. You were just there, Natasha. You had one more and you had it.
One more and you would have popped yourself into the lead. That's unfortunate, Natasha, but in fairness, that was a fantastic effort, especially that run at the end there. You got
an extra question by any chance.
I'd give you an extra question, but I don't think the person who set the standard would be too happy with me if I did.
The other person with 11 wouldn't be too chuffed. But anyway, listen, brave effort, Natasha. Keep at it. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Cheers.
See you later, Natasha. Well
bye-bye
done.
Now. God, that was close.
Oh, that's two guys. Hey, I really do hate when that happens. But there you go. So 12 still the score you need. 11 the score to beat. Unfortunately, I hate that we can't do draws. We just can't because obviously we've no extra day to play them. So we need to do a playoff. But there you go.
Yeah.
Unfortunate that way.
Or no extra prize to give.
Well, that's
true. Which would
true
be
great.
That would be the ideal, wouldn't it? Everybody gets a prize.
Do an Oprah. You get a car. You get a car. Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Right, so it means that you've got one shot left. Tomorrow morning's breakfast table quiz. Final chance for you to maybe win the opportunity to take the whole family away for a couple of nights in any of the Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway. Sounds like a pretty cool break, to be fair. Dinner on an evening of your choice. Breakfast, obviously, both mornings as well. The Crafty Kids Club, so the kids can take care of themselves. You can go off and have a bit of a holiday.
Yeah.
And whatever Galway Atlantiquaria is.
Whatever that is, that's yours too.
Absolutely.
Sounds amazing. Stick the kids in that as well, I imagine.
Probably.
Unless it's a spa, which would be weird.
Anyway, one final chance to do it on the breakfast table quiz tomorrow.